Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. The British bases on Cyprus have become quite pertinent at the moment. People speaking about them because of this conflict in the Middle East and drone strikes on these British bases there, which didn't kill or injure anybody. Don't know if any drones were shot down, and the claim that they were fired by Iran or Hezbollah, this Shia militia in Lebanon. Some people call Hezbollah a terrorist organization. The Israelis do. And there are people who are saying, no, it wouldn't have been them because that'd be madness. Why would they do that? The United Kingdom declared its neutrality at the outset of this conflict. And so Iran does not need more enemies. There'd be no reason to be provoking them. It'd be advantageous to Iran if the United Kingdom really stay out. So Cyprus is a republic, an island in the Eastern Mediterranean, and is mostly ethnically and linguistically Greek. And indeed, most of them are members of the Greek Orthodox Church. So been part of the Hellenistic world for millennia and had never been independent till 1960, has passed through various hands, you know, when Alexander the Great's empire and eventually the Roman Empire that broke up the Byzantine Empire, that Greek-speaking third of the Roman Empire, they called themselves Romaeoi, Romans, despite speaking Greek. And then that collapsed and eventually conquered by the Ottoman, the Venetians, first of all, because Italy wasn't a united country. The Republic of Venice conquered it. If you ever read Othello or see Othello, they're fighting in Cyprus, but they're Venetians, even though most of the people there were ethnically, linguistically, religiously Greek. And then is it 1578? It was the Venetians there surrendered to the Ottomans, and the commander had promised his life would be spared if he did so. But the Turks, they reneged on that and killed him straight away, which is really barbaric and, you know, against your self-interest. You want to convince people surrendering is a good thing to do because they'll be treated with mercy. But anyway, so ruled by the Ottoman Turks, and more Turks came out from Anatolia. And by the 18th century, it briefly had an ethnically Turkish majority. The Turks obviously get their own language. They're certainly Muslims, almost without exception. And then in one of those wars between Russia and the Ottoman Empire, the Russians were demanding so much. The United Kingdom stepped in 1879, threatened the Russians not to claim so much of the Treaty of San Stefano. They backed down. Was it the I can't remember which treaty it was, but the Ottomans said, as a thank you to Britain, said, okay, well, why don't you administer the island of Cyprus? Still Ottoman owned, but the British army was there, British administration, the Turkish government no longer trying to control it. And that was it. And then the First World War broke out and the United Kingdom simply proclaimed it annexed from the Ottoman Empire. And there was some sort of legislative council in the 1920s, 1930s, where there was the Greek community had representation instead of the Turkish community. There were official people there, as in appointed civil servants, who were going to vote the way they were told to, or they'd lose their jobs. But anyway, some of the Greeks saying, we want enosis, as in unity with Greece. The Kingdom of Greece, which is, of course, on the Allied side towards the end of the First World War, but that didn't happen. Anyway, cut a long story short, independence was granted in 1960, but there would be the British sovereign base areas, two of them. The United Kingdom was going to control in perpetuity. And because they're sovereign, the Cypriot government has no say what goes on there. Now, that's only about 1% of the land area of Cyprus, but Cyprus is not big, something like 10,000 square kilometres. Turkey invaded in 1974, took about a third of Cyprus, the north and east, they call that North Cyprus, that state that unrecognised everybody apart from Turkey, the Turkish Republic of North Cyprus. So some Greek civilians and Greek Cypriot civilians and Cypriot soldiers fled to these British bases during the Turkish onslaught and were allowed in there. Their lives were spared because some Turkish troops had murdered Greek civilians. Indeed, Greek Cypriot women had been raped. Now, I'm not saying that Turks are bad as a whole, no, or that they all did this, no. And indeed, some Turkish Cypriot civilians also murdered at the same time. But though they didn't really want these British bases there, they were very glad of them in 1974, who spared their lives. But the Cypriot soldiers who went in there were interned. You've got to hand over your weapon and you can be locked up because you can't go from there through to the territory which is still in Cypriot hands to fight against the Turkish army. No, they'll be facilitating them. The United Kingdom was neutral in that conflict. Otherwise, the Turks would attack the British bases. And it was quite a close-run thing whether that invasion would succeed. And had the Royal Navy intervened, it almost certainly would have failed. So some Greek Cypriots were under the impression that Britain was going to defend them. Well, it wasn't. I mean, you wanted independence, you got it. Greece fought on their side. And the Greek Cypriots made a big concession agreeing not to unite with Greece, which was most of them wanted. So they're there permanently. And they at least brought some money in. Cyprus was not as prosperous in the old days as it is today. at least the British soldiers and RAF men, they were all men of those days, the Royal Navy sailors were spending money in the shops and the pubs and stuff like that. So that was a bit of a boost. But now many Cypriots are saying, we don't want them there. We only agreed to this under duress, otherwise we wouldn't have got independence. So they should leave. It's not fair. We're being colonized and it's a danger to us because people will fire things at British bases. It'll miss them and then hit Cyprus proper. We're going to get killed. Or indeed, they even shoot it down and the debris falls somewhere, it could kill a Cypriot. And an enemy country might even invade Cyprus, not because they're against Cyprus, but to get at the British bases. And they wouldn't necessarily land in RAF Dhekelia or RAF Akrotiri, the two bases. They might land in Cyprus proper to then get in there. So we got foreign troops we don't want, the British ones and the Turks and so on. And they should leave. Obviously, United Nations forces, some of them are British, but Indian, Argentine, were Swedish, Austrian, I'm not sure which other nationalities, along that peace line between North Cyprus and the majority of the country controlled by the Cypriot government. But there doesn't seem to be any ground that the basis that the United Kingdom is going to give that up. I mean, Starmer wanted to give away the Chagos Islands. If there's some sort of international course of justice ruling against him, would he say, well, we'll give up these bases as well? But for the UK, it was very useful to have these two air bases in the Eastern Mediterranean. You see the strategic value of that location, you know, close to the Middle East, close to the Suez Canal in particular, and so forth. So that's why they're there. And it seems the majority of Cypriots don't want them there. So that's not fair. They should close. We should get our sovereignty back. You know, Cyprus is not a big country, and something like 40% of it is out of the hands of the Cypriot government. No other country is forced to accept this, that the Turks control about a third of the country. The United Nations control that zone in between the majority of Cyprus, controlled by the Cypriot government, and the Turkish-occupied area. And then, of course, there's these British bases and say, you know, that's not fair. No other country would want this. There are various things to do with, I don't know, communications or radar or something like that, God's golf balls on mountaintops that are useful for the Royal Air Force. I don't know what they're called. And so the British military still has access to those, but like no attacks on the British military, as far as I know. In the old days, some Cypriots even joined the British Army, the Royal Navy, the Royal Air Force, because it's still a Commonwealth country and Commonwealth citizens are allowed to join the British Armed Forces, as indeed are Irish citizens. We're one of the few former colonies not to be in the Commonwealth, and indeed Nepalese to join the Gurkhas. So what do you think? Is it right and fair that the United Kingdom should have these two sovereign base areas in Cyprus or not? Should they be returned? Should the United Kingdom have some sort of obligation to defend Cyprus because it's got these bases there? Does it do any good for Cyprus, or is it only putting them in peril? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Cannon, 790gmail.com. Goodbye.